Stay tuned for In Our Range on the way next. Brought to you by Westgate Nursing Rehabilitation and Assisted Living Center.
Good morning and welcome to In Our Range. I'm your host, Mike LeBeau. Our guest this morning is Jay Cavisto, manager of the Pat O'Donnell Civic Center here in Ironwood. The Pat O'Donnell Civic Center is an indoor recreational facility located on the campus of Gogebic Community College. The Civic Center was rebuilt in 2020 and features upgraded locker rooms, larger eating area, upgraded restrooms, new bleachers with optional infrared heating, heated upper deck box, and many more improvements compared to the previous facility. The Civic Center is open for various community events, shows, and hockey games and practices, figure skating, open hockey, and open skating. Jay Cavisto has been manager of the Pat O'Donnell Civic Center for 5 years. He's an Ironwood native and Luther L. Wright graduate. He graduated with a BS in physical education and coaching from UW-Superior in 1993. Before coming to work at the Civic Center, he was supervisor of the Lindquist Student Center at GCC, overseeing events and managing staff. He worked for 19 years at the Ojibwe Correctional Facility as athletic director, transitioning to classifications director before the closing of that facility. He's coached multiple sports from the youth level to high school, baseball, football, and hockey. Good morning, Jay, and welcome to In Our Range.
Good morning.
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Excellent.
Good, good. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So the Pat O'Donnell Civic Center, it's an important part of life here on the range. I've got three kids, and we have taken advantage of open skates for the last few years. It's been a big part of their lives growing up, and it provides opportunities for recreation and community events throughout the year. What are some of the important roles that you feel the Civic Center plays in our community?
Well, the ice rink is one of the last few ice rinks around the range. Ashland still has one, and Ontonagon has one. But as far as that, the Civic Center is the ice rink on the Gogebic Range. So, you know, all the hockey, all the figure skating, our new junior A hockey team, open skating, it all happens at the Civic Center. So it's a vital part of this community. Without the Civic Center, there would be no ice here.
In 2019, the winter came through and the roof crashed in on the old facility, and I spent some time rebuilding it, right? I'm not sure if I've got my dates totally right there.
Yeah, you're on the block, yeah.
And even though it took a while for that to happen and it closed a chapter on the older facility, it seems to have really sparked a resurgence for the Civic Center.
Yes, absolutely.
With upgraded facilities, and now we have the relationship with the Junior A, the hockey team, the Lumberjacks there. Now, how's that relationship been working out?
It's good. It's a high level of hockey. These players come from all over North America. They're very talented. It provides a very exciting atmosphere at the Civic Center for their games. They pack the house. And if the weather is nice, the stands are full and it's standing room only. Sometimes the weather could be a little tricky with, you know, blizzards and cold, where it's maybe three quarters full. But it's a loud, fun crowd. It's an exciting atmosphere.
I love to hear that. I was kind of wondering how that was going to work, but it seems like it's going really well. And I'm glad to see. I mean, this is a community that loves its hockey very, very much. You've got the Polar Bears, I sort of consider them like an old-timer league. Is that accurate at all?
No, the Polar Bears are our youth program.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'd be actually 3 through 18. Our older kids have an option after 14 to go play other places.
Okay.
But the Polar Bears could consist of ages 3 through 18.
3 through 18, mm-hmm. There? And when does that league usually start up?
They will start volunteer practices in the beginning of September. And they're at full go in the beginning of October.
Beginning of October, and that season probably goes pretty long.
They will play until the end of February, and if they make it to state, any one of those age groups make it to state, they'll be playing in March.
That is excellent. Yep. That's a thriving community right there with
yes.
the kids.
Yes, we grew up in hockey, and it was a great part, not only for all the kids you meet, but the parents and friendships you make. It's an awesome sport. I miss it. I would do it all over again if I could.
Yeah, I grew up near Detroit, and hockey was like baseball when I was growing up. I'm older, got a stick handed down to me from a brother or a cousin. There was always pucks lying around, and we would just be out on the pond all winter long. Did figure skating at the indoor rink in my hometown, but hockey was always outside. And so I'm glad that we have this facility here to keep this sport just thriving, because it's doing really well.
Absolutely. And the Civic Center is a very beautiful community rink. We played all over the UP, Wisconsin, Minnesota. And as far as community rinks, this is top notch here. This is one of the best around.
I love to hear it. But it's, you know, we do more than hockey on the ice, don't we? There's also a figure skating club.
Yes, our figure skating club, the Ice Crystals, I believe they're over 100 participants now. Now, that would be ages, I think, 3 through adult, but over 100. In fact, they're renting more hours every year from us since I've been a manager.
I love to hear it. That's wonderful. I took my first few lessons when I was like 6 or something like that. And so it just brings back some memories to know that there's kids still out there learning to skate and loving to be on the ice, because it's a really free feeling. You know, the times that I've been out there for open skate has been some of the first time I ice skated in like 20 years, because I lived down in Tennessee for about 20 years.
Okay.
So when I came up here and I was skating with my kids, oh, I just forgot how free, you know, it feels like you're flying when you're out there on the ice. It's a wonderful feeling.
And our open skating, if the Lumberjacks aren't playing on Friday and Saturday, then we have open skating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, and it's packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the youth hangout now.
Yeah, it has been for a little while.
Yes, yeah, so it's fun.
Yeah, and then plenty of concessions there. The concession stand has been
concession
upgraded.
Stand, and of course the jukebox. So the kids, they're pumping their money in the jukebox and dancing and doing all this crazy stuff on the ice. But that's what it's meant to be. It's, you know,
well,
for
make
them to
sure
enjoy
to,
themselves.
That's wonderful. I'm glad they're enjoying themselves. I'll make sure to head down there on a Saturday night and put in about an hour of classic country for those kids. See how much they like it.
Some of those kids do play a lot of country. It's crazy. Yeah, you get every genre of music.
I bet with the whole big crowd out there every weekend. Wonderful. Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays open skates. And this year something new happened. We got the pickleball social happening.
Yeah,
that's over for the current season, but it's
yes, it is. It's over. We've been doing it for a couple years.
Oh, okay.
And when we first started doing it, we had a lot of people. And I think a lot of people learn the game, because I'll teach the rules and everything with it. And once they learn everything and learn the rules, they move on to their own groups to play. Yeah. So then our groups have been getting smaller, but you still drive around Ironwood and you see everybody playing.
Oh, those pickleball courts are popping up Buckthorn.
Yeah, there's some two brand new ones in Bessemer now.
Yeah.
So it's a great game. I love playing it. My wife and I play all the time. So we're always open to, you know, for more people to play and come learn the rules.
That sounds great. Yeah. And then I coach soccer and I've done a little bit of coaching of baseball as my kids were coming up. And I always have appreciated how the O'Donnell Civic Center, when you can, make yourself available to adjust if there's weather issues or something like that happening. I've seen where local teams can come in and during the day or another time when you guys are open and have that space to practice if they're not able to practice where they're at. And I think that just shows an incredible dedication to community involvement on the part of the Civic Center there.
Yeah, so. I think this year when we had the smoke coming down from Canada, the Range Strikers got a hold of me, and the next day they were indoors practicing. It was just like that.
And so grateful for that. I know the organization was really grateful for that, and it really helps the kids, because our soccer season is very brief up here, being so far north from all the other AYSO leagues. And so something like wildfire smoke comes in, we lose a day of practice. It's actually a lot for us up there. So thank you for doing that. Got a wide variety of summer events that happen, right?
Yeah, so as soon as we take the ice out, we put the pickleball lines in. And then Hurley rents from us, so their golf team comes in.
Hmm.
And we got two golf cages that you can hit, you know, live balls off of. They come in and they practice for a couple weeks. And soon after that, we have Ironwood Little League, Bessemer Little League, Wakefield. They all come in for practice, because we also have the batting cage. So those are the big things to start the summer or the spring, you know, non-ice season off. And then we got multiple events that we do. Our big one is our craft show, which we get 70 plus vendors a year, and we'd have more vendors if we had room, but we run out of room. So that's how popular the craft show is. But we also have the fair and the baby bazaar. We have the Dryland Hockey Camp, so we have two players that used to play for the Lumberjacks come here and run a Dryland Camp, so that's really nice. We have Head Start Celebration, and then some graduation parties. And then we're always open. If you call us and you have an idea for rental, we're always open to get you in or make suggestions for you and make something work out for you so you can use the facility.
It's incredible the availability of the facility for not just local sports organizations or for community events, but for things like art shows and even private parties. And
yes,
if you need the space for a graduation party and you want to be mosquito free, the O'Donnell Civic Center sounds like a wonderful plan.
Right there. 100%. Yeah. The graduation parties have been a success. We had a really nice wedding last year that really worked out. And when the place was decorated, it was absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that things are going so well there. So currently there's a fundraiser going on to upgrade the refrigeration and chilling situation for the ice there for putting in the rink. There's a raffle going on, and there's been fundraising efforts throughout the summer that I've been paying attention to. What can you tell us about how that's going?
Well, yeah. I'll give you a little background on the old system. It was when they first constructed the building in 82, they had bought a used system from Traverse City. That system, bought used, was currently running our ice system now. So we've had multiple issues with it the last few years. So now we did get this new ice system with a grant through the DNR, Michigan Department of Natural Resources. They're going to pay for half of it. So they gave us a grant for $375,000.
Incredible.
Yes. So we'll have a state-of-the-art ice making system at the facility now. So a lot of my headaches will be gone, hopefully. So we're fundraising. We send a lot of brochures and letters out to people for donations, where you can get your name put on a plaque, on a video display. You can buy banners and advertisements throughout the facility. Some people come in and they say, hey, I'd like to advertise here. And it wasn't even a thought to us. And now we're advertising in a unique spot within the arena. But we're also doing a raffle right now. So we're selling raffle tickets for $100 a piece, and we're only selling 200. So at the end of it, we'll be giving away $10,000 in prizes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
No kidding. Yeah. What are some of the big prizes?
Well, first place is $4,000. It's all money. Second place, $3,000. Third place, $2,000. And fourth place, $1,000.
Incredible. And yeah. So how can people buy tickets?
So they can get a hold of the Civic Center either through our Facebook page or my phone number, which is 906-364-4564. You can send me a text message or whatever, and I'll deliver the tickets to the people that want them.
Showing some dedication. That's
yes.
Limited to 200 tickets there?
200 tickets.
All right. So you got a 1 in 200 chance of a $4,000 prize.
Yes.
There. How else can people just chip in?
So they can always contact us. And like I was saying before, we do have the plaques. If you donate so much, we put your name on the plaque as, you know, bronze, silver, platinum, gold, you know, and different levels of what you give. And then we also put you on a video display in the lobby that so-and-so gave money to our Civic Center.
So do you expect to have that refrigeration and chiller system in for this next winter?
So right now we have a temp system in.
Okay.
They actually bring it on a flatbed, semi-trailer bed. So we have that in. Because if we run behind some deadlines, we want to be able to still make ice. So the temp system is set up and ready to go. And we're actually turning it on tomorrow and going through a test run so all the employees know how to use it. And we'll start freezing the concrete so we can start putting water on it. The permanent one, I'm hoping that it's going to be in before snowfall.
For snowfall.
Yeah.
So you got a couple weeks yet.
Yeah. Hopefully a little longer. Yes.
Well, Jay, thanks so much for joining us this morning on In Our Range. Appreciate all the work that you do and the crew over there at the O'Donnell Civic Center. And is there anything else you'd like to add before we head on out?
Yeah, I'd just like to throw a little thank you out to a couple people I wrote on my little cheat sheet here. I'd like to thank the City of Ironwood because they're huge supporters of the Civic Center and this project. The Michigan DNR for giving us the grant for $375,000. The Civic Center Board for their time, guidance, and support for everything. I like to thank all the community businesses that have donated already. The Hockey Club, the Polar Bears, and the Lumberjacks, and the Figure Skating Club. I'd like to thank the past and current Civic Center supporters, all my staff, and I'd like thank you guys for having me on today.
Oh, yeah, certainly. It's been a pleasure, Jay. Really appreciate it. You guys do great work out there, an important part of the community, and it's good to see all the involvement and people coming together to keep this such a vibrant part of our life here on the range. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
My guest this morning was Jay Cavisto with the Pat O'Donnell Civic Center. The Pat O'Donnell Civic Center is open all year round, hosting all kinds of wonderful events from polar bear hockey, ice crystals, figure skating, open skate throughout the winter time. They are currently raising funds for the new refrigerator and chiller system, which you heard us talk about. If you're interested in buying a ticket, the ticket prices are $100. Only 200 tickets are being sold. The drawing date will be on September 18th, 2026. If you'd like to buy a ticket or find out some more information about that, you can call Jay at 906-364-4564. Thanks again to Jay and the Pat O'Donnell Civic Center. Thank you for listening to In Our Range this morning. We'll be back here next week. Have a wonderful weekend.